This section in the Purpose series has an introduction because it is not going to follow the same pattern as the first two sections. Those sections were each made up of 7 parts, with each part building on the part before it to make a complete picture. As I mentioned in preparing for your purpose, we need to pray more than we need to read the Bible because, as unique individuals, the Bible can't possibly cover everything about us. The Bible would be too large and unusable. We read the Bible for general aspects, then pray to the Lord for specific guidance in our personal lives. This doesn't mean that we're to forsake Scripture. Read the Bible. Read it a lot, but pray even more. So in this section, for me to try and give specific details on how to live your purpose would be impossible. Only the Lord can do that. What I'm going to do in this section is give some general guidance, information that applies to everyone, and then look at how people in the Bible lived their purpose. Some well, some not so well. Why use the people in the Bible and not others throughout history, including modern times? Simple, because information about people not in the Bible come from one of two sources, the people themselves or someone else. If humans were perfect, this wouldn't be a problem. No one, for whatever reasons, would lie or embellish. But since humans aren't perfect, even if the author didn't intend to deceive, humans are notorious for altering the truth. We all know what I'm talking about. Tell someone a story and allow that story to be told person to person around the room. By the time the story gets back to you, how much has it changed? That's the problem with relying on stories, letters, biographies, autobiographies. How much is really true and how much has been altered, intentionally or not, especially over time. On the other hand, we believe the Bible to not only be unerring, but God-breathed, meaning directly from Him and written down by those He instructed. Because of this, we accept the accounts of those in the Bible to be completely accurate. Studying their lives will give you examples, both good and bad, of how they fulfilled or failed to fulfill their purpose, and guide you down the right path to living your purpose.